Hi, everybody. Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with this morning's top ag headlines. Hormel Foods is the latest U.S. pork producer to reach a settlement in the ongoing allegations of a price-fixing conspiracy in the meat industry. In the first settlement round, Hormel will pay $2.4 million to the commercial indirect purchaser class in the case. This is the third settlement between commercial and indirect purchasers following earlier settlements with JBS and Smithfield Foods. The monetary relief in the case is now up to more than $57 million. The price-fixing litigation dates back to 2018, with plaintiffs alleging that packers manipulated the market in an attempt to keep a ceiling on prices. Well, Mountain States Legal Foundation and the Southeastern Legal Foundation have filed a preliminary injunction against USDA regarding disaster payments. On behalf of several Texas farmers, they're asking a federal court to stop USDA from funneling disaster relief funds to certain farmers based on race and gender. The attorneys say the farmers have suffered from the effects of drought and COVID, but USDA is favoring other producers based on factors not authorized by Congress.
Have you ever thought, do I really need life insurance? The answer is yes. From paying bills to mortgage or rent, funding college, or supplementing your retirement, life insurance is for more than you think. No matter your stage in life or what expenses you'll leave behind, talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about protecting your family with a life insurance policy that fits your needs. Find a Farm Bureau agent at FBFS.com. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
When it comes to baling hay, the denser the better. Torkelson's can show you how roll belt round balers produce denser bales, driving down production costs with less trips in the field. Higher density, well, that means less storage loss, too. And the front-loading net wrap system on the New Holland roll belt round balers makes it easier to load net wrap, so you don't have to be a weightlifter. See New Holland's roll belt round balers at your local Torkelson's or go to torkelson.biz.
House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson says his committee will, without a doubt, mark up a farm bill before Memorial Day. After repeated delays in the farm bill process, Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee plan to release a farm bill framework shortly after the House panel takes action. However, Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says that the Senate hasn't set a specific timeline to move the bill. Legislators say they're working hard to pass a farm bill this year, despite impasses on crop subsidies, climate, and SNAP cuts. Thompson's package will be released before the committee vote, and he says it'll offer a robust farm safety net that's strengthened with money drawn from a USDA reserve. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Colter Brown.